Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 21st of May 1970. Today, Bap Dada is seeing two things in every child. What are those two things Bap Dada is seeing? Can you see Bap Dada seeing you? Such a stage is soon to come where you will clearly understand anyone's thoughts just as clearly as you would understand something you are told in words. You will definitely attain the degree of being a master Jani Janananhar, that is, one who knows what is inside each one, according to your capacity and according to your power. So what is Bap Dada seeing today? What margin remains in the effort of each effort maker? Firstly, Baba is seeing that margin, and secondly, Baba is seeing the might of each one. How much margin there is and how much might there is, both are connected with each other. There is as much margin as there is might. So Bap Dada is seeing both the might and the margin of each effort maker. Some are very close, but others see that their destination is still very far away. So what would Bap Dada be thinking on seeing the different stages of the different effort makers? What would Bap Dada be thinking on seeing all the differences? Bap Dada is teaching all of you the education to make you master knowledgeful. Whilst in a corporeal form, the closer you come to God in a practical way, the closer you will be in your effort also. What do you think when you see your own effort and the effort of others? The seed is imperishable. You have to give the water of company to the imperishable seed so that the fruit will automatically emerge. So now, you have to show the embodiment of the fruit. Effort is made on a tree so that it bears fruit. So, as a result of the sustenance of knowledge that has taken place, you have to become the embodiment of the fruit. So how will these differences be finished? What is the easy method to finish all differences? Will the differences of this time remain until the end, or will there be a difference in this? After the attainments of the complete stage, will there still be differences in the effort-making life of the present time? You have to bring the differences of the present time into unity. For unity, you will definitely have to finish the differences of the present time. Even whilst seeing these differences, Bap Dada still sees unity in them. The method of bringing about unity is to be Eknami, that is, remembrance of one. The method of bringing about unity is to be Eknami, that is, the remembrance of only the one, to always take the name of one, and to be economical. Economical in what? There even has to be economy of thoughts. When you have learned all types of economy, when there is economy in every aspect, what will happen then? Then the consciousness of I will merge and all the differences will also be merged into one Baba. You need to have the power to merge into one. Do you understand? If this effort is lacking, you have to increase it to that same level. When any task takes place, there should not be any feeling of it being yours. There should just be the one name. What will happen then? When you say Baba, Baba, Maya will run away. When you say I, Maya will kill you. Therefore, you were told earlier also, you have to change your language in every aspect. Always keep the shield of Baba, Baba with you. Any obstacle that comes will be finished by this shield. And together with that, when you have economy, there will neither be waste thoughts, nor will there be any conflict arising from waste thoughts. This is a clear explanation. Acha, what will all those who are leaving do before they return? When someone leaves a place at the time of leaving, he leaves his memorial behind. So all those who are leaving have to leave their special memorial behind. Do you know what is meant by easy remembrance? The more easy someone is, the more easily he is able to stay in remembrance. Because of a lack of easiness and simplicity in the self, you are not able to stay in remembrance easily either. Who can remain simple and easy? The clearer someone is in every aspect, that is, the more honest someone is, accordingly, he will also be simple and easy. The more easy and simple he is, the more easily he will be able to stay in remembrance. And he will also be able to make others into easy effort makers. According to what someone is himself, so his creation also has those same sanskars. So each of you has to return, leaving your special memorial behind. In order to make yourself into an elevated jewel, you have to make all tasks elevated. When there are easiness, simplicity, and tolerance in your thoughts, words, and actions, every task automatically becomes elevated. Both easiness and tolerance have to go together hand in hand. If there is easiness without tolerance, then that is called being innocent. If there is easiness with tolerance, that is called being the embodiment of power. There have to be the virtues of both easiness and tolerance in the Shaktis. In the present result, it is seen that in some cases there is greater tolerance and in other cases there is greater easiness. Now, you have to bring about a balance between the two. You have to have sweetness and also be the embodiment of power. What is the speciality shown in the images of the deities? Their task is that of a fire, and their face is that of coolness. This is the final stage. Just as it is easy to take off and put on clothes, in the same way, there should be the experience of easily coming into the consciousness of the body and also going beyond it. One moment you put on the costume of the body and the next moment you take it off. The main effort is now to be made on this special aspect. When you make this main effort, you will be counted amongst the main jewels. It is so easy to apply a dot. Is it just as easy to become the dot, or does the tiny dot slip away from the intellect? What is the give and take between Brahmins? To give love and to receive love. You receive love by giving love. By giving and receiving love, you also receive the Father's love. And this is how those who have love come close. Those who have love remain close although they may be physically far away. In order to come close to Bap Dada, give and take love and become close. You have to pass the day and night away in this give and take. This is the task of the Brahmins as well as being the qualification of a Brahmin. What will you have to do in order to become loving? The more someone remains bodiless, accordingly he remains loving. So, to become bodiless means to be loving, because Baba is also bodiless. Those who remain bodiless whilst being in the body are loved by all. So you have to note down to what extent you remain bodiless. Did you even dream of such an elevated fortune? So just as you did not have this thought even in your dreams, in the same way, you must not have thoughts of your weaknesses even in your dreams. You have to make such effort. Also, keep the aim that these weaknesses are from many previous births, and so you have to finish all such weaknesses in the present birth. Are you Master Almighty Authorities? The children of the Almighty Authority are also Almighty Authorities. Do not ever say, I cannot do this. You can do everything. Nothing is impossible. You should experience difficult things to be easy. You have to become Master Almighty Authorities, the ones with all the powers. Not even one power should be lacking. Whenever you are alone, always think that you have company. Whenever you are sent somewhere alone, if you consider that you have company, that Shiv Baba is with you, then even though you may be alone, you will not find yourself lonely. You must definitely practice having company even whilst living alone. And even whilst living with others, let there be the practice of being alone. You need the practice of both. You should be able to live with others and also live alone. To be alone means to be detached, and to be in a gathering means to be loving. You have to be detached as well as loving. You need the practice of both. Does Baba live alone or with everyone? To live alone means to have that company. Externally, you have to be on your own, and internally, you have to have that company. When you have external company, you forget to be alone. However, you have to remain alone externally, but not internally. Which jewels are the most elevated? The jewels on the forehead. Who can become that? Those who stay in the consciousness of being a soul in the center of the forehead for a longer period are very few. There are very few who remain in the forehead and many who remain in the heart. Everyone's vision first goes to the forehead, and so you have to become such jewels of the forehead. Those who constantly remain theists can become the jewels of the forehead. Those who are theists always say yes to everything. Those who are theists are the jewels on the forehead. You should not use the word no for anything. Those who have such virtues can sit on the forehead. They become praiseworthy. And who can become worshipworthy? Can you become worthy of both just through one aspect, or is there a special aspect for each one? There are many such goddesses who are praised a lot, but not worshipped so much, whereas some goddesses are worshipped as well as praised. Those who sometimes have one stage and sometimes another cannot be worshipped constantly. Those who constantly maintain their stage are also worshipped all the time. The worship of those who remain constant also remains constant. The sign of intense effort makers is that they will never say, sometimes, but instead they will say, now. Those who use the word sometimes are worshipped less. Therefore, you must never say, I will see, for anything, but instead say, I will definitely do it now. Such a soul is called an intense effort maker. You will become complete with all the virtues in the future anyway. But now, you have to become complete with all the powers. The more you become complete with all the powers, the more you will become complete with all the virtues. In which powers do you need to have a balance? One is the power of love. Second is the power of relationships. Third is the power of cooperation. And fourth is the tolerance power. All these four powers should be equal. Is there greater courage or tolerance power? Courage means courage. Those who are courageous receive help. You cannot receive help by asking for it. You have to maintain courage. Constantly remain courageous and you will automatically receive help from Bap Dada and the Divine Family. You must be the embodiment of love and also the embodiment of power. There is a need for both love as well as power. You become victorious through being the embodiment of power and you come into relationship with others through the embodiment of love. If you do not have power, you cannot attain victory over Maya. Just as you call Baba the Almighty Authority and also the Ocean of Love, so you also have to have both love and power. All of you are lucky stars anyway. But now, you have to consider yourselves to be the stars of success. Those who do not have any desire of instant fruit attain success. Acha Om Shanti.